This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, as always brought to you from the patio studios and by our good friends at InnovativeCompanies.com. Special thanks, as always, goes out to the Green family, Randy and Stephanie. They do a tremendous job with InnovativeCompanies.com, home of the four companies under one umbrella, the heating and cooling company, the electric company, construction company, and now the plumbing company up and running and ready to go. He 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, man of his word, great, tremendous human being, and again, a man that believes if he shakes your hand, it still means something today. So if you need some work done, residential, commercial, or industrial, Randy Green is your man. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, interested to get to it today. The World Series, interesting. I got to say real quick, I'm going to say this. That was interesting. It's amazing how, if you really think about this, the Dodgers were an inning away from tying this series up, and then before you know it, they lose 4-1. I mean, just amazing, just amazing. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I thought this thing was really gonna take off for them. I really did. Boston, let's face it, they were the best team all year. They spent money. But I've got some thoughts on that, too. We saw some ratings come out about the league perplexed why viewership was down. I have an opinion. I've seen it echoed on social media quite a bit, so it isn't like I'm coming up with some profound statement. But I've got my own thoughts as to that. We're going to dive into another avenue of need for the St. Louis Cardinals this offseason. And, of course, interesting news. This one takes the cake. Of all, Scott Boras is an interesting cat. There's no doubt about it. You think you know who he is and how he does things, and you know, he's going to play this out, and he's going to slow play it, and he's going to get all these teams. If we're to believe the stories, evidently, Bryce Harper already has a deal done with somebody, and it'll come out. But I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore, but we're going to talk about it, and we are going to talk about all these things and more with our good friend on the m4byyachty.com hotline. Back in the States, fresh off his coaching the under-23 team, Puerto Rican team, with his brothers Jose and Yachty, the one, the only, Benji Molina. What's going on, my man?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Back in the States, like you said, great experience we had over there, you know, especially when we had a chance to coach some kids and we're doing it together, you know, us doing it together. I think it's one of the most memorable moments in my life. I think it's a dream come true. I hope it doesn't stop there. But, yeah, back in the States, man. Back in the States, doing business, and like you said, the World Series is over. It's time to get back to off season. That's what it is.
You know, you had set it up. You know, you were obviously down there with both your brothers, and your brother had won the Roberto Clemente Award. We had talked at times about what it would mean to you and your family and all that kind of stuff. And I know you're really proud of him. So while you were down there, you had set up the opportunity for us to chat with Yachty for a few minutes while you guys were preparing for your day. Now, I got a couple things on that. Number one, obviously you were with him when it was announced that he had won the award. And you get a lot of the stuff from Yachty, and we know, you know, you hear the stuff that he says, and it all makes sense and it all adds up. But, I mean, can you describe the emotion when he found out he won?
Well, it is very easy. There's a lot of emotion for sure. You can see him thinking, you know, you can see him in deep thoughts, you know, like he would just put his eyes down and you could actually see his thinking. You could actually feel his emotions inside without even saying a word. So this is a big one. This is huge. This is our idol. This is a guy that's been our idol and a guy that we follow since we were babies, and all of a sudden he wins his award, man. So it means a lot to him and means a lot to the family, as much as Yachty does, Wanda does, and the whole Foundation Four, and although everybody that's involved in that, they do such a great job in helping people without even questioning their heart, without even asking something back. I mean, this coming from straight up from the heart, and for him and them to win the award, it's an amazing feeling. You could see that, those emotions on him were amazing. We were, the whole club was there with him, and we started chanting and yelling. And, I mean, it was a very, very, very a great moment, you know?
Yeah.
An amazing moment.
And that's kind of what I was getting. I mean, you know, you hear interviews and you know it's a privilege and an honor to win that, but I just want to make sure people understand that this wasn't just like, yeah, I'm a baseball player and I'm paid to win baseball games and my ultimate goal is to win the World Series every year. And some of these off-the-field accolades are really nice. This one really meant something to him. I mean, this was different. This really was. And, you know, for you to be there for it, I thought was great. And, you know, and happy for your whole family. Yeah, and being, yeah. Sure. And what you were doing, I had saw somebody had sent something out, or we had sent that, was it's only fitting that a guy that cares, that truly cares, and that does all this from the heart, can't even attend his own celebration at Boston on the biggest stage because he's giving of his time to a bunch of kids down in Columbia in the World Baseball Classic. So fitting for sure. Interesting, too, I had asked him – and I don't know if he told you this or if you heard it, but I had asked him if there was ever a chance we might see all three Molina brothers on a major league bench together, and he had a great answer for that. So I ask you, what would that be like if all three of you guys were coaching together on a major league team?
That would be another dream come true. I would take it in a heartbeat. I would be really honored to do that. I mean, we had such a fun time doing that, and it was only kids. Imagine doing it on a major league level, man. I mean, it was an amazing experience, I tell you, man, from the get-go. I mean, we started getting together, getting in meetings, talking about what we're going to do. Jose was the third base coach. I was the first base coach. I ended up being the hitting the first base coach, and that experience was amazing. I think it's great for all of us. The day we head out, everybody was saying the same thing. It's like, wow, this is my best freaking time in baseball. And it was for me too. So it would be another dream come true. I think it'll feel great once we get that right. Once we get to the major leagues and all of us could do something like this together, man. And you know what, Jimbo, congratulations to my brother, Jose. He just got an offer, a 2-year deal with the Angels to be their catching coach. And so he will be with the Angels for 2 years.
Wow. Pretty cool. I mean, you guys, let's face it. I mean, you guys you're baseball lifers. You know, you guys are going to be, going to be involved in this game of baseball one way or another your entire lives, probably, you know. I can tell you that I would think that you guys, will love whatever you do within the game of baseball. But when you can use your attributes to help others, it's got to be a win-win for you. And, you know, your brother obviously has done a great job, you know, so he's getting rewarded for it. You know, Yachty's playing career is not over yet, but, you know, you look at yourself and, you know, the people that think enough of you to ask your opinion, GMs and things like that. I would say that all three of you, your careers are definitely not over when it comes to your place in the history of this game. So congratulations to all you guys, really. And I would imagine that that was an amazing experience down there with your brothers. And again, I asked the question because, you know, if I would have to imagine that if somebody, you know, if one of you guys got put in a position to coach a baseball team and you started looking at a staff, I would find it hard to believe that you wouldn't look right down the dinner table and say, well, I can't think of a better guy than my brother who knows what he's doing. So it's just an interesting thing, man. Like I said, I just find it amazing to have that kind of knowledge on a bench. So I just thought it was an interesting question, and I liked his answer. So it was good. So
there were so many thoughts, too, you know, into those games, because we could actually think the game different. You know, we thought the game different. The only part was that was hard was waiting for our kids to execute, right? I mean, that was the hardest part, because now we're not involved in doing the play. We are involved into waiting. I mean, we have the play in our heads, but it has to be executed by kids. And that was really the hardest part for a coaching deal, right? Because we didn't know what the kids were going to do. We didn't know how prepared they were. We didn't know if they were going to execute or not. So that was one of the toughest things about the coaching part. But we were prepared, very, very prepared, and we knew what we could do. So I don't think in that matter we were worried about it. We were worried about them making the plays, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, when it comes to coaching, I think that when you look at it, there's all kinds of different coaches, right? There's guys that play the game. There's guys that take into account all the new age stuff that's going on, and then they try to kind of blend it all, and you hear different things and what it comes to. But in the end, you know, when you coach and you get down there, you know, you're making decisions, you know, you're making, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't work. And sometimes it's a tough game, and I'm sure it's emotional. And, you know, you look at this World Series, and, you know, I was going to get into the World Series a little bit. This World Series was an interesting thing. And, you know, look at the decisions that were made by different people at different times and how they were perceived. And
can I say something real quick before
sure.
we start?
Yeah.
You know, like Jimbo, yes, the managers probably made a different decisions that they normally do, but the players play, the players hit, the players strike out, the players throw strikes, the players come in relief and hold the other team, the players come in pinch runner and steal a base, the players go out there and make an error. The players make a great play. You hear what I'm saying?
Sure.
You can tell me all the decisions that you want about a managing whatever Dave Roberts did, or bringing Jensen in the seventh inning, which I didn't like. You can tell me all that if you want. You can tell me all the things that Alex Cora did wrong about managing and all that. You can tell me all that if you want. I'll take it. But in the end, the players play. And if you don't have your Cody Bellinger having one hit or two hits in the series, or you have Puig having just that hit the other day, or you have your biggest guys coming in, Machado, and not having good games and stuff, it doesn't matter what the manager does. It matters that the players play. That's what the fans need to understand. The players play. Forget about the manager. The players play.
Well, you look at it and you watch real quick kind of how it goes up and down. And then, you know, you look at this World Series, and my thoughts on the World Series just quickly, and then we're going to get into our Cardinals talk, as we this week we're going to take a look at the bullpen, your favorite thing to look at, and what's out there and what we should do with the bullpen. So we're going to take a look at that But before we do, the last thing I want to say is this. The commissioner, you know, it sent out something that, yeah, they thought they had a dream matchup for a massive World Series from a ratings bonanza. You know, they had the Dodgers and the Boston. What they always want, you always hear every year how this is what they want. Two large markets, right? This is what they want. Two massive
markets.
Seven
games. That's all they want.
You know, massive markets, right? Well, the numbers were awful, according to what you hear. And, you know, they're curious. Well, I don't have real answers. I have opinion. And my opinion is, you're talking about people that love a game that, as baseball has changed, you look at and you say, okay, I don't care what anybody says. We can argue this point. But at the beginning of the season, there's multiple teams that have no chance. Zero chance. Okay? Now, every now and again, you'll get a team that'll defy the odds and will win more games than they're supposed to with a young roster, and they make some decisions or do this or do that. But you can almost eliminate quite a few teams before the season even starts from ever having a chance. I think people enjoy having teams in the World Series that don't have the biggest payroll, that don't come from the big, because they can identify with them. I think people look at
Cinderella.
I think people that look at the Red Sox and the Dodgers and go, yeah, you can tell me all you want about analytics, and that's fine if you're gonna feed me that. But I mean, they spent the most money, and not only that, not only are their payrolls high, but you're talking about two organizations. Now, kudos to them for doing this. This takes a commitment from an owner. I don't care how much money you have. You still have to make the decision to make problems go away by writing checks. Now, other teams could do that. They just don't like to do it. But both of these teams had what's called dead money on their books. So rather than writing out, which let's face it, where we're going with this, the Cardinals have candidates on their current roster to be replaced by dead money. Well, they're going to, you know, Cardinal fans are going, wait a minute. So you're telling me Boston could have dead money, LA could have dead money, and they could spend all this money on their payroll? Well, why can't we? Because we got some dead money candidates on our team too that we view as hindering us from signing big players, right? So I think people look at it and go, yeah, big deal. I mean, yeah, $230 million payroll, writing checks to make players go away, fixing your problems because you got big deal. I'm not impressed. I think the casual baseball fan's not impressed. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. And who knows, you know?
I think if you have the money to spend, and if you have it and you're not afraid of spending it, and you're going to make your team better by spending the money, I think you should go out and do it. Why not?
Sure.
If you have the money, shoot. Go ahead. Get yourself a better bullpen situation. Get yourself a better hitter, or, you know, one guy or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. But at least if you start getting your team better by spending money, that's what they did. All those guys, that the last four guys in the playoffs, they were the guys who spent the more money. So if you have it, and you want your team to be out there where these teams are, spend the money.
Well, who does Boston and LA owe anything to? They owe it to their fans. So I guarantee you their fans are happy they do this. You know, if I lived in Boston and I was a Boston fan, I'd be ecstatic that I had an ownership group and a team that was willing to do whatever they could to put the best product on the field. And I thought, you know, last night, you know, when we were looking at this, the way the whole thing kind of went, as I was reading it and I was kind of looking at it, and I thought, okay, well, I'm looking at the fun. You know, John Morrissey had said, look, you know, the Red Sox were rewarded for investing in premium talent, whether it be through free agency or prospects. Okay. And that is true. They went out and bought the players that they needed, and then they weren't scared to trade their top prospects for a proven player. I mean, I don't know what other, like, you add that into the fact that you've got money and you can go out and you can sign players and do whatever you want to do. Okay, yeah, they've got some homegrown talent on their team as well. So add all that up, and what do you get? You get a great baseball team. And I understand, you know, people say, well, they're really heavy in analytics. Well, I mean, how heavy do you need to be in analytics to say, look, we need a, like look at the Cardinals. We say we need a number three hitter, right? He's out there. All he costs you is money. Well, how come last year the Red Sox decided that they needed one? Well, they just went out and signed him. They went out and signed J.D. Martinez. I don't understand.
Look
like
at what difference they make.
That's right. They have two. What kind of analytics do you need when you have two MVP candidates on the same team?
Yeah, seriously. And they have more than that.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. It is true. But they have more than one freaking MVP candidate or two. I mean, those teams are stacked, man. Their team was good. But like you said, they went out and got it. If you really care about making the biggest step right now, if you really care about going to a World Series game, and you have an opportunity with money that you're going to get J.D. Martinez or you're going to get Machado, whoever, Harper, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. But you have that chance to do it and you pass on it, having the money, you're all you care is about making the money. You don't care about no freaking winning. You care about, okay, I'm going to save this money and I'm going to try to win, but we might not win, but I save my money and we get money because we get paid. That St. Louis Stadium is always packed up. They're always making money. So, you know, if you don't really care about winning, then don't do anything. But if you do really care about winning, they'll go out and get people in the free agency. They spend the money. That's what they would do.
I look at it, and Cardinal fans are going to measure the Cardinals on what the Cardinals do. Again, I don't think that there was interest from a lot of markets because they thought, I can't relate. So just my opinion, I could be completely wrong. I'm not even saying I'm remotely right, but we'll see what happens. But that one really kind of made me think about it. But, you know, the sad part of this is, I've mentioned this once or twice. I can say that there's no doubt in my mind, and we can debate this, but we're not even remotely close to either of those two teams in talent. Not even remotely close. I know people like some of our players, as do I, but we don't have have Chris Sale. We don't have Chris Sale on this team. You know? We don't have him. We don't have J.D. Martinez on this team. We certainly don't have Mookie Betts on this team. You know? We don't have Manny Machado on this team.
You don't have Devers.
You know, a young player like Devers. I mean, I don't know what the number – we don't have some of these guys. We just don't have them. We don't have them. You know, hell, L.A. did this year without Corey Seager. He's one of the best young players in baseball. So, yeah. Listen, we're not even remotely close to these two teams in the form of talent. And I had kind of sent something out last night about, you know, bold strategies and things like this. And I said, well, bold strategies take bold moves. And if your bold move is to try to get a wild card spot and then would go in with the opinion of anything can happen, it's true. And the Cardinals have done it, right? My issue is, getting a wild card spot with a good, talented roster, yes, anything can happen. Getting a wild card spot and being overwhelmed talent-wise when you get there is a complete another thing. I don't care what anybody says. So,
yeah, and I like what you're saying about the numbers, you know, there for a while, that people think that just because you have the numbers, you're going to win, and it's not true. Go put those numbers and the book. That book that brought the numbers in, go put it in Kansas City and see if they're going to win the World Series because they have the analytics that works. Go put them over there. I challenge anybody that is here and telling us about that. I'll challenge them to go put those numbers into Kansas City and see if they were going to win the World Series this year because they have the numbers. So people are making it look like, oh, I go for analytics. Yeah, if you have J.D. Martinez, if you have Mookie Betts, and if you have Xavier Bogaerts, you have Devers, you have
Andrew Benintendi.
Benintendi, who is awesome.
You don't even hear about him. He's a great player. You don't even hear about him.
Yeah, but if you have those guys, in your team, I bet you anything, your analytics number are going to look so great because you have those guys that make it happen. But if you go put that analytics into Kansas City, then you're going to find yourself looking outside like, okay, this is not going to work. We need the players. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I don't buy it, man. I don't buy into analytics so much. It helps all you want. It helps because you have to take the advantage of it. But it's not everything in baseball at all. It's not even close.
Well, we've got some action with the St. Louis Cardinals today. They've hired a hitting coach. I know some people were thinking they might bring Mark McGwire back. It was odd timing that he had left San Diego, but he had said he left San Diego to spend more time with his family. Which wouldn't add it up to being a hitting coach. So that, you know, the Cardinals have made a decision, and we'll talk about that. As I'm minorly familiar with this gentleman only through the other people that I know, through the other things that I do with baseball, and they think it's a really progressive hire for the St. Louis Cardinals, who traditionally are just kind of coming up to speed with these, you know, these analytics and these types of guys and where the game has went. So we'll talk about that. I want to get, obviously everybody wants to hear Benji's thoughts on the bullpen, because everybody knows you can't do a show without Benji bringing up the one thing that has killed us, and that's our bullpen. So we're going to start talking about bullpen pieces today, as the St. Louis Cardinals, you know, they need a little help, and they need some help in the bullpen regardless of what happens. And then, of course, the interesting news that supposedly Bryce Harper's already made a decision and what that means for the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'll ask my friend all that as soon as I remind you to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. You can subscribe to the show there. It's free. You can do your shopping on Amazon, which helps our producers, Brian Kroc and Andrew Allen, out, and we thank them for all their work on the show. You can find us on social media, and our big ask is to go to at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Find us, like us, follow us on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. We want to know what you're saying, and we want to jump in on some conversations and have some fun. So at Birds on a Bat Show, you follow us, we're following you back. Our big push is Facebook. We've had a great time with it. Our last show did really well, obviously. It's a great topic, you know, the Cardinal Mount Rushmore. It's an interesting thing. It's hard to be wrong. Like, I tell everybody, you know, when you've had this many great players, I don't know that anybody's wrong about who you'd put on there. So great show. You guys answered the bell. Our pinned shows come out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at about 5 o'clock. If you'll like the post, comment on the post, anything you want to comment, just one little comment, and share it, you're eligible for these wonderful prizes. And again, I can't thank the m4byati.com enough for assisting us with these prizes. For our listeners out there, I know they enjoy them, and it means a lot to them, and it just kind of a little reward for doing what we ask. And again, that's the pinned post, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at about 5 o'clock or after. Like it, comment on it, share it, you're done, you're eligible to win, and we're going to have some awesome prizes throughout the offseason for sure. Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show, follow us there as well, and you can find us online at media.fm, now home to the streaming platform Yo Radio. The new version's out, it's sleek, it's handy, it's awesome, you guys are going to love it, so download it today, leave them a review, they'd greatly appreciate it. That's Yo Radio, download it on your mobile device. To all of our partners out there, thank you for your continued support. Gators Baseball Academy, their four-pillar system. It's excellent for training the player and to be a better player, but to also help this young man, this young woman become the best person they can be as well. They really believe who they put out there working with your kids means something. You're going to have good people involved in everything that they do. It's something that's really important to them. So if it's important to them, it should be important to you. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, home of the Missouri Gators, the Illinois Gators, and, of course, the Gators Baseball Academy. Special thanks to Adam Smokehouse, the barbecue place that nobody can forget. It's located over on Watson Road. You guys cannot believe how good the barbecue is. They are closed on Mondays, however, but on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, open till 7. You can grab it on your way home. You can also find out if you're eligible for delivery. I'm sure you can ask them when you call in and get your order, and if you got to pick it up or want to run by and eat. But you can also get your catering there as well. Nothing better than showing up to a golf tournament and having some Adam Smokehouse or an event, and it's just simply the best, folks. That's Adam Smokehouse, located over on Watson Road. Happy to have them as part of our show, and we thank them for their continued support. Okay, my friend, let's take a look at this. So a couple things to shore up real quick. Jeff Albert, hired as the Cardinals hitting coach. He's been with the Cardinals before, left here, went over to Houston. As I've mentioned on the show before, hitting coaches and what they do with these guys has kind of changed over the years. Most of these guys are functional body movement guys. That's what Buddha does. And you know, no shock here as the Cardinals progressively move forward with coaches and things like that. You know, Albert is a kinesiology guy. He understands how the body works and how it applies to hitting, and has made quite a name for himself behind the scenes. And, you know, I've got a couple messages from some people knee-deep in this thing that work with lots of major league hitters, and they say this is a home run for the St. Louis Cardinals. They think this is a really progressive hire. I don't even know if you know Jeff Albert, but just another example of the Cardinals kind of moving into this new generation. Do you know Jeff? I don't even know if you do.
No, I don't. I don't know Jeff. I have to do my research now and see if I can find out who he is and what he's about. You know,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, he was here for 5 years, but he was. I believe he may have been in the minor leagues or in some capacity. So, like I said, he's, you know, just a guy that's into the new age of the way it works. And it's like I said, the word I got from multiple people was a real progressive hire and a home run from one guy. And another guy said this was definitely new age for the St. Louis Cardinals, against the norm is what I was told. So we'll see how that works out. I didn't know if you knew him or not. So we'll have that. But the big thing is, buddy, everybody out there loves the fact that you do not, no matter, we can talk about Manny Machado, we can talk about Bryce Harper, we can talk about Josh Donaldson, but the real fans out there for sure love the fact that no matter who we talk about, you remind us every show, bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. So today we're going to talk about the bullpen. You had sent me some stuff a while back as you started looking at free agents, and you were really intrigued by quite a few names on this list. As I look at it again, now that you've sent it to me and now that we're really getting into it, I got to tell you, there are some intriguing names on here, and I would have to believe, I think we both admitted, and I think a lot of people have looked at it and said, paying for bullpen help is no guarantee. But I think the St. Louis Cardinals are in a position where I think they're going to have to dive into this a little bit, simply because they do not have they don't have a proven closer, and I know some people think that's hogwash, but you better have somebody that saved some games before. So that's going to play a little bit of a role in what I say, what I think. But there's plenty of guys on this list that could come in here and I think do a bang-up job for the St. Louis Cardinals. Have you set your sights on anybody yet that you're like, you know, if somebody asks me the hard question, I think this is who I like. So I'm going to ask you the hard question right now. If you could sign one bullpen guy, who would it be?
Mine is easy. Mine is not really hard to think about. I think I would go after. Let me see. I'll tell you in a minute. I would go after strong guys in the bullpen. Guys that have done it. Guys that have done it and done it good. Craig Kimbrell, Cody Allen, those are two names that comes to mind. Andrew Miller, if he's healthy, of course, he will be a great, great help. Kelvin Herrera will be great from Washington. He's a free agent. Familia is a great, great signing for the Cardinals. I can see them signing him. I'm talking about baseball, right?
Yeah, I know. So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a personal question. Would that be okay?
He wasn't charged with hitting anybody. He was charged with his knees called the police 3 times, and they came to the room. I just found that out because the New York Mets pitching coach was with us, and he told me the story. So he was never charged with hitting anybody. He was just charged because the niece called the police. So that's why I said him. But well, they have more options, man. They have more options. They have Chung Kelly, which pitched tremendously with Oakland. He's a free agent. I would go after him, too, in a heartbeat. I would do anything to have that. Joe Kelly is pitching great for the Boston Red Sox. Why not bring him back? He's familiar with our system. he's doing good. He's not bad at all. So all those names that I just throw out to you out there are really good pitchers. They are really good relievers, and they could really make a difference in our club. Just that, I mean, from the top of my head like that. But there's a few more, but those are the top ones that I would go after.
Okay, so you've identified quite a few targets, no doubt about that. But now I'm putting you on the hot seat. Now I'm putting you on the hot seat, buddy. You're the GM. I think the Cardinals need two. I think the Cardinals need two guys from this list. So I'm going to give two, but I want you to give me two guys. Give me two guys they got to sign from this list, in your opinion.
Mm-hmm. You want me first?
Yep, go first.
All right. I think I would go after Kimbrel or Familia. Well, you mean both, right? Like,
yeah, you got to sign two guys. You're the GM. I need two guys.
I'll go after Familia myself, and then I go after, let's see. You know what? I'll go after Familia and Kimbrel myself. That would be me. I would do those two.
You're going to lock this thing down, aren't you?
Somebody else.
You're going to lock this thing down. Those... You're going to go Hicks, Familia, Kimbrel. You're going to lock this thing down.
Yeah, that's what you need, right? I mean, those are two guys who will set up the whole bullpen. You don't have to worry about the 7, 8, and 9. You have to worry about getting to the 6th winning. That's the whole point about it. That's the whole point about getting them. And then at the back of my head, I'll have Andrew Miller in my head, A.J. Ramos, which he's a great, great pitcher, great reliever. Kevin Herrera will be in my head too. I mean, those guys are really good pitchers. They've shown that they can pitch, so I will have those guys in my head too, and Cody Allen.
Do you think that the St. Louis Cardinals will go out and try to sign a traditional closer, or do you think they'll try to not overpay for a closer and go sign a guy that's more of that hybrid that can do multiple roles?
Well, how has that worked for the Cardinals the last 3 years? Because that's what they have done. And you've seen what that does. Nothing. That haven't done anything to the Cardinal organization. So for me to think they're going to do that, I don't think so, man. This is a hardcore off season right here, man. They need to do something and change this team if they want to compete with all the teams that are out there, like Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, the Reds are getting stronger, and the Cubs. If they want to compete, they will have to get bullpen help. If they don't want to compete and they're very satisfied with just getting 3 million people in the stands, then they don't have to do anything. Then we'll be okay. They are happy with having 3 million fans, and they're come up top. So they don't have to do anything, right? But if they really care about winning and they really care about the fans as much as they say, they will go after bullpen help and maybe a bat too.
Yeah, you know, as I look at this, I think the Cardinals are in a unique position this year to actually do both. I think the Cardinals can, and I hate to use this term, I think the Cardinals can cardinal. I think the Cardinals can sit here and go, you know what? After all the things that have went on here, I know if you look at us, the logical play, and everybody's going to say, you need Craig Kimbrel. That's the logical thing. Everybody's going to say that. But you know what? He's got some miles on him. He reminds us a little bit of Wade Davis. I'm not quite sure if he's going to be worth a contract in the end. So you know let me finish, and then you can tell me what you think. So think about this. I actually think they could cardinal and not do bad because, like you've mentioned 100 times, there's some real quality relief pitchers. If they went to David Robertson and said, listen, we're going to pay you to come here, I would be okay with that guy. Like, he'll get less money than Kimbrel for sure, but I like him. And he's done both jobs. He's saved games, and he's pitched the eighth. I think that's the kind of guy they go get. Kelvin Herrera is the same way. He's done both jobs. I think he costs less than Kimbrel, but I think you still get the quality guy. That's what I think they do.
Yeah, and it makes sense for what they've done. But if you go out that way, in that matter, Robertson is 34 years old. So what are you going to give him, 3 years? 2 years? I mean, those guys are going to go for more than that, man. They've been pitching great for a while. So
right.
The reason I set those big guns is because we need them. That's just the bottom line, right?
Yeah. No, I agree.
We need those big guns, man. Zach Britton is out there. He's good. I'll take him, too. But what I'm trying to say is they need big guns in the bullpen, not somebody like Norris, which Norris did a good job, and I'm happy that he did a good job. But not like him, where he came as nobody out there in the bullpen, all of a sudden he took off and he took the job. But no, they don't need that. They need somebody who has done it. That's why I need that combination of Kimbrel and Familia in the bullpen, man. It would be sick. It would be sick to have those two guys in the back end of your bullpen. One day the other guy closes, maybe 2 days in a row, then you have Familia to close the next day. I mean, come on, man. We need those two guys in our bullpen if we want to win against our division first and then the playoff, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thought because you're not wrong. I mean, there's a variety of situations that would provide an opportunity for the Cardinals to go out and sign a couple of guys that could really make a big difference especially the way the bullpen looks and the way the bullpen operates. They've got some young guys that obviously are going to play roles in this bullpen. I think we would be crazy not to believe that Jordan Hicks is going to play a big role in the bullpen again next year. I think John Brebbia is going to play a big role in the bullpen next year. You know, you get into some guys that are already signed for the bullpen next year, and that's where some of this stuff really takes a weird look. I was not impressed with Shreve when he got over here. Nobody's been impressed with Cecil. Nobody wants Matt Bowman back in there. Luke Gregerson, I don't even know what to say. And then you add in a couple of the young guys that don't start. I think you've got something, but I think you've got something if you add two proven pieces. I think you can do
but
that.
But we did have something, and that's what took us to a minus one game to the playoff, or minus whatever that was.
Right.
We had those guys. We had those guys, and they have promise. You know, they can do a good job in the bullpen. But those guys that we mentioned got us to where we were. Now we need those two guys that we're trying to pick from the list to take us over the hump, to take us over that mountain that we're trying to climb, which is Milwaukee and Chicago Cubs in our division ourselves, without counting everybody else's division. So just in our division, we have to climb up two big mountains. And how do they climb us? How do they climb over us? With bullpen. The Chicago Cubs beat us in the bullpen, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat everybody in the bullpen. So why can't we have to beat them in our bullpen? That's what needs to start, the bullpen.
I'm going to say I cannot get off David Robertson being a Cardinal move. You brought up the age. The age is going to keep the money and the years down. Now, it's not going to be like nobody's not going to give him – like nobody's going to go to David Robertson and say
–
yeah, nobody's going to say 1 year.
We kept the money down.
You know.
Last year, we kept the money down. We signed Gregerson. We signed Norris. We signed all these guys for less money. We kept their money down last year. And where did he take us?
Well, I think David Robertson is a little better than both those guys. But that's my opinion. So – I think that's...
No, and it might be, but I'm just saying, don't just have your thought on the money, like saving money, because that didn't take us anywhere, man. If they have the money, they should go all out. Because I believe me, there's a bunch of teams, just the same way we're talking, there's a bunch of teams that are going to go after Familia, Kimber, the same way we are. Just need to pay.
I think Familia is going to be a hot. I think somebody's going to overpay him, and that's fine. I don't have any problem with that.
I'd rather pay Familia and Kimbrel than overpay Cecil and overpay whoever else we had before that we were overpaying.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
Overpay those guys.
I'd agree with that. You know, Andrew Miller, you bring him up. He's an interesting candidate. He's had some injury issues. His ERA was up this year as a result of it. The thing about Andrew Miller is versus Brett Cecil is Andrew Miller's had some real success. So, you know, looking at Andrew Miller and going, well, I don't know if that's good money spent. If this guy's right, he's had some real success. But then, you know, you do have the you do have to question whether or not you're really getting who you think you're getting. You know, like I said, I'm of the belief, you know, I mean, the Cardinals have been linked to Kelvin Herrera before. I'll be curious to see what happens with him. But, you know, I just can't get off David Robertson. And again, I'm not talking about what I would do if I had a blank checkbook and I was the GM. If I had a checkbook and I was the GM, I'd sign Kimbrel, and then I'd probably follow that one up with Andrew Miller. And I'd say, okay, I've got my left-hander, I've got my closer, and now I'm going to add in all my young right-handed guys down there. I'll let everybody fight it out for that second left-hander position, and we'll just go. And I would be fine with that. But I'm just trying to be realistic here, and this is what I think. I think the Cardinals go after a guy like David Robertson. I think Kelvin Herrera is going to garner some real interest from people to come be a closer because people need closers. I think Juris Familia, proven healthy, people are going to say, just what I'm saying. Here's a guy that's done both roles now, and we know he can close, and we know he can pitch the eighth. I think he's going to be expensive, and I think people are going to have to wonder. I'm not sure about Zach Britton. I think I'm just curious who he is. He's had injuries as well. But so those are the guys I'm going to go with. I'm going to say
– I know. Zach Britton had the trouble having the catcher of Sanchez behind the plate, which sure. makes every pitcher nervous. And you know, you never know if Sanchez is going to catch your ball, so you take some pitches – some miles per hour off your fastball and things because you don't want him getting the fastball. And so I think he's going to pitch way better than what he did with the Yankees.
We'll see, because my guess is that both those guys don't return. They've got other fish to fry. They've got some young pitching for that bullpen. They need starters too, but, you know, they've got Betances, they've got Chapman. They've got a lot of money wrapped up there.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but I think that the bullpen thing is something that's going to have to be done. I've heard some people talk about adding a starter and then going that route and then having, you know, because if you add a starter, obviously somebody else moves to the bullpen, and it's going to be interesting. You know, we got the whole Reyes equation. What happens with Anthony Reyes or Alex Reyes? I don't know. I think the Cardinals are in a unique position there. I think you almost have to go into this season not knowing what you're going to get from him. I don't know how you do it any other way.
Even if he gets healthy, he'll be a smart decision to start him in AAA and let him pitch for a little bit before getting him in the big leagues. That would be my smart thing, right? That would be the smartest thing they could do.
Yeah, I would think. It would be interesting, to say the least. I'm trying to figure out, you know, where they go in reality, right? Like, mm-hmm. to me, I look at it and go, okay, so what do they need versus what will they do? And I understand that when you get burned on relief pitching, it makes you a little leery, right? I mean,
well, when you lose 35 games or over 35 games because of your bullpen, come on, man, don't you feel like you have to do something?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I would feel like I have to do something.
Yeah, no, I agree. They're going to – I mean, I would – that would be the most logical place for them to make a change or two. You could make a case that the offense last year was pretty good. I know some people that, you know, like to say, hey, why are we talking about the offense? I mean, they weren't as bad as you guys think they were. You'd like to believe that Marcell Ozuna will come back healthy.
Think they were as bad as people think.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
Could they be better? Yeah, they could be better, but I don't think they were as bad as people think. I think the bullpen was as bad as we thought. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. The bullpen was the biggest, you know, problem that we had last year.
You know, I look at it and I kind of laugh about it because, you know, I hear people say, well, we don't need – like when, and this is where I'm going with it, and this is what upsets me as of why I feel like people give – and I'm not saying we shouldn't. I love the Cardinals. But you can't give them a pass either, because you're going to tell me, look at Boston. Let's take Boston for example. Take a look at their team last year, okay? We all know the names. They've got Mookie Betts already. They've got Andrew Benintendi, and they had Jackie Bradley Jr., right? Right? They have those guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, they have, you know, they got Bogarts at short. Now, Pedroia's been hurt, but they have Pedroia. They've got the first baseman stuff going on, and one of them was Hanley Ramirez, who was paid a lot of money, okay? They've got the young kid in Devers at third, but they had traded for Nunez, okay? They've got a couple different catching tandems. They got all this starting pitching and all this relief pitching, right? So they got this great team, right? And if you look at them and you go, man, they got some really good players. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and go sign J.D. Martinez. So are you telling me that that...
They just signed up the paper for the World Series right there with that signing.
Well, and that's my thing. So how in the world can you be a Cardinal fan and sit here and say, we don't need Bryce Harper? What do we need Bryce Harper for? Our offense was fine. How can you say that?
We can't. No, we can't.
How can you not have looked... I don't know. I don't understand it. But we got bigger fish to fry.
I'm with you 100%, man. I really am. I'm with you. The Boston Red Sox, and when they signed J.D. Martinez, they just signed their worst year's ring. They could have taken the sizes of the ring by signing those guys when he signed that guy. You know, that's my thought. I mean, that they just put the icing in the cake. And look at the year he had. Any team needs that. Any team needs a guy like that. Any team.
Well, we look at it and we say, this is what we think they should do. I understand that. There's no guarantees no matter what you do. But I just think we're at a I guess they are going to have to do what they think is best for their organization, both long-term and short-term. But as a fan, to look at this whole thing and go, well, we don't need any offensive help. Our offense was fine. When you're talking about, again, J.D. Martinez wasn't just going out and adding a guy. I mean, this guy was a good player that provided him with, you know, that had numbers. And he was a health risk. I mean, he's had health injuries. He's had problems.
Mm-hmm.
But they went out and did it. And it is bold. And it is a gamble. Everything's a gamble. There's nothing guaranteed. But the St. Louis Cardinals, if you watched this World Series at all, okay, I'm sorry, if you watch it at all, we can't compete with those teams.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you fixed up those two guys in the bullpen, if you signed two top guns in that bullpen, now we can at least, I mean, we still need a bat, whatever, but even if we don't get a bat, I can still go to war with that. I can still go to war with those two guys in the back end of the bullpen. That's what I'm trying to say. Even if you don't sign a bat, and you're the Cardinals, and you go out and sign Kimbrough and sign Familia or whoever you want, but two top guns, I'll go to work. I'll go to work with my team with those two bullpens. But it has to be two main guys. It cannot be another Norris or another Gregerson, which we signed for, you know, to fill up spaces or, you know, to have him in the, you know, pitching in the bullpen or whatever, for whatever reason. But we need the two top gun guys in the bullpen if we want to compete with the Cubs and the Brewers. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and that's where I'm at on the whole thing, to be quite honest with you. Will we compete?
Harper,
sure we will.
You know where it's going, right?
Well, yeah, what's the deal with this? I got to ask you this question. So, hang on. I don't want to get off the bullpen. I got to ask you one last question about the bullpen. An interesting name that has come up, and I want to get your thoughts on this. An interesting name that has come up, obviously, because, let's be honest, he has had a really nice postseason run on a big stage, and he's done some things this year that have been great, right? Like, people love, and he was a character, and people loved him. People were upset when the Cardinals traded Joe Kelly. So Joe Kelly goes over there, okay, does his thing, right? And does a great job on a big stage. And now, lo and behold, Joe Kelly is a free agent. Cardinals have a need in the bullpen. Here's a guy. Here's another 100-mile-an-hour flamethrower. Here's a guy with a nasty edge and a fun attitude that Cardinal fans like. So the logical thing to say is, well, let's bring him back. So, looking at that, I have to say to you, do you think that a guy like Joe Kelly, who we all know, that was like, if you hear the stories about the day that trade was made, like Mo says it was the hardest day he's had as a GM, one of them. He said guys were bawling and guys were upset, and he said it was an interesting scenario because both those guys, Alan Craig and Joe Kelly, were loved in the clubhouse. So let me ask you this. Do you think a guy like Joe Kelly goes, I'm not going back there? No, I'm not going back there. Or do you think he understands that it's business, and if these guys are going to pay me, I know what St. Louis is, of course I would go back. What? I mean, I guess you can't speak for him, but as a former player, do guys harbor ill will like that?
Heck yeah, they do. If you got out of here and you were pissed off at the team because they traded you when you were at your best, and look at the Mariners, Randy Johnson. Do you think he wants to go back to Seattle? You know, he haven't been in Seattle since he got traded, and he was loved, like really loved in Seattle. Do you think he's been back? No. He haven't been back. He hates Seattle. So guess what? It depends on how you got out. Like Alan Craig was having a great year here. So now he goes out to Boston and he didn't have the career everybody was expecting. So guess what? Now he's pissed off at the Cardinals. And Joe Kelly might be pissed off at the Cardinals because he got traded on that thing. And now he's like, man, I got traded. I don't want to go back and help out themselves when they're going to train me back. And they might even train me again. I'm not going back. Or he might be saying, oh, you know what? They love me over there. They let me go because of business, and I got to go back. And plus, the money is going to be greater, so I'll take it. It depends exactly how they're thinking. It depends on in their head. If they're pissed off, they ain't coming back. If they're mad, they're not coming back. But if they're okay, then they'll be all right. They'll be fine. They'll be back. And I think it's a good ad, too. I like Joe Kelly myself. I like that arm in the bullpen. But we need somebody higher than him. We need somebody that's done it, that's higher than him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I was just curious your thoughts on that, if people are going to be like, you know what, this guy may be like, you know, my idea. But I always say this too, you know, money talks, you know.
Yeah, money talks. That's right. When the Giants traded me to the Rangers, I wanted no part of the Giants. I mean, not the team. Obviously, the players and I were having a good relationship, but not the player, but the GM or whoever it was at that time in charge of the trades. I mean, I hated them for a while. I didn't even want to look at the Giants game. I didn't want to see the games just because I was pissed off, and if they would have traded me back to the Giants, I would have said no. That's the way I got out. But maybe Joe Kelly felt good. Maybe Joe Kelly said, thank you for training me. I pitched well. I did good. And now I have a World Series thanks to you, and I'll take my money. Yeah, I'll go back. You know what I mean? So it depends on how they're feeling.
Yeah, it was probably a tough question for you because I should have asked it differently. You answered it properly because the real deal is, you know, do you know any guys that felt that way one way or the other? And the truth is, I'm sure there's different both ways. The reality of it is we have no way of knowing what Joe Kelly's really thinking inside. He could be either way. I mean, he seems like a great guy, but
he might be wanting to go back to Boston.
Yeah.
He might take less money to go back to Boston.
Might. I mean, it'd be, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to want to leave.
Remember, if he's a free agent, they might not have him.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting, too, what they do there. You know, if they feel like they have internal options, if they feel like they should re-sign Kimbrel. People say, you know, listen, people want to say that he's a... that the Boston Red Sox did all this because they have these amazing analytical departments and they're out in the forefront and they're doing all this. So a lot of the analytical people seem to believe that you don't need a closer. So we'll see what they do. If they say, you know what, we're just going to go with all these good bullpen guys and we don't care.
The analytics people think that you don't need a closer, but yet in the eighth and seventh, and nine, they still trying to bring those closing guys. but they don't believe in them. They don't believe in closers, but they still bring those guys in to close out the games. So how do you explain that to me, right? As a, I'm not saying you, I'm saying in general, right. How do you explain that to me? How?
Well, that's always
because
been
they don't
argument.
Believe in closers, but they still bring in the same guys in to close out the games. Jensen's still coming in and closing out games. Kimbrell's still coming in and closing out games. Chapman's still coming in, but they don't believe in closer. Get the heck out of here, man.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm with you on this one. We need a couple. Which of course, I would love to have Craig Kimbrell. I don't see him doing it, but that's like I think it's more. I think there's a better chance of them signing Bryce Harper than signing Craig Kimbrell. But we'll see what happens. Okay. On that note, the news is out, and this comes right. Like, this isn't even an opinion. He went on a radio show and said that Scott Boras said that Bryce Harper's already made a decision where he's going, and it's already a done deal, and he's going to announce it, I guess, when he can, when free agency officially opens. Can you, like, does this shock you if this is true?
If it's true, I'll tell you what. If it's true, that is amazing. That is amazing. It was crazy that he come out saying that. It's just cockiness. It's just somebody thinking, I don't know, man. I don't know what to think. Why do you want to say that? Why? It's just so you can put their head, everybody, so you can protect your player that you, the player that you represent. Come on, man. Why do you have to say that? Why do you have to come out and say, oh, we already have a thing on play, so everybody get ready. So it's like saying to you, get your wallets ready because we already have one in place, and if you want them, you're going to have to pay. I mean, you don't have to say that. I don't know, man. I didn't find it very nice, but once again, it's Scott Boras, right?
I mean, I'm looking at this thing trying to figure out, okay, everybody, he has this history of during the World Series, he tries to do something to put the spotlight on him and his people. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
whatever.
Business is.
The only business, from a business standpoint, my assumption is that somehow, some way, it translates into that means that, like, when he's out there soliciting people, he can say, look, I put you on center stage if I'm your agent. Okay, I guess if people want to say that, fine. The only other thing I can think of is, from a business standpoint, is if he's concerned after what happened with last year, or if he's concerned with the way Major League Baseball is trending with contracts, if he's trying to avoid having a situation this year where Bryce Harper sits there and doesn't get what he told him he was going to get, maybe he's trying to create a buzz and wants other teams to, like, here's what I envision. This is my theory. Who knows? But what I envision is, he did this in the hopes that, let's say, the St. Louis Cardinals hear this and Mo has Boras on speed dial and calls him up and says, hey, Scott, what's going on with Bryce? We had kind of told you that, you know, we would be interested to get a gauge at least. Oh, well, Mo, somebody really stepped up and it's looking like that's what we're going to do. But obviously, if you want to step up, I can take that back to Bryce. That's the only thing, and I'm not saying just the Cardinals. I mean, let's say it was Philadelphia. If Philadelphia is not this team, maybe the guy from Philadelphia calls him and goes, hey, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here? I thought we were going to get to bid for it.
That's all he wants, Jimbo.
But I can't believe.
That's exactly what he wants, what you're saying. I'm with you 100%. That's exactly what he wants. He wants every team to start getting their checkbook and start making their moves and say, okay, well, can we afford him? Can we get him? Can we do this? That's all he wants, man. He's doing his business. If I have a player like him and Manny Machado, whoever, I'll start right now, the first day of after the World Series. I will start just right now and say, hey, we have a contract in place here with the Yankees. Now, who else is in? That's all he's trying to do, man.
Now, not letting teams run up the price and bringing in the mystery team and blah, 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 that's not Scott Boras's style. That is his style. He is Mr. There's a mystery team, and I've got multiple teams competing, and they just keep running up the thing, right? That's his style. This is not his style. Now, the truth is, I've always said this. Never forget this. The agent works for the player. If the player steps in and says, listen, this is what I'm, you know, we don't, like, people think they know Bryce Harper. They don't really know Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper might have went to him and said, you know what? I'm not built for, I don't do this. Okay? People think they know me. They don't know me. I don't want this drug out. This is what I want, and this is who I'm interested in playing for. You contact these three teams and say, this is where he wants to be. This is what he wants. The first one that says, we'll give him that, sign it, I'm done. He may have done that.
Yes, it happens.
You know, he may have said, look, I want 10 years, $350 million. I'll play for the Cubs, the Phillies, or Washington. Let all three of them know this is what he wants. If you agree to it, he'll sign it right now. And the first one that says done, that's where I'm going. Maybe he did that. I don't know. There's no way of knowing. But it's possible.
That happens. But if you have a team with 300 over 250, you know, so he might change his mind. But that'll be a Scott Boras job, not Harper.
Well, you know? and that's the thing. That's why I say there's got to be more to this, only because there's no way Scott Boras isn't looking at him going, Bryce, you're making a mistake here. If you let me drag this thing out over a couple of months, I guarantee you we'll get multiple teams in this, and who knows, we may get it up to $400 million. But
100% true.
But who knows?
What you just said.
Well, who knows? But interesting as always, my friend. I guess we'll see how it plays out. But today the conversation was bullpen. You heard our suggestions. We want to hear yours. If you're going to make some additions to this bullpen, if you go out there and check it out, I'm telling you, folks, and I went to Sport Track because it's a good one, they will figure this thing out. So let me hear your thoughts, okay? Want to thank everybody for joining us today. If you can, we're going to ask you, as we always do, to follow us on social media, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Find us on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page, follow us. Get involved in the contest. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, shows out by 5. Try to like it, comment on it, share it. You're eligible for those prizes. We love it when you guys do that. We're happy to give away this stuff. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. To all of our sponsors, thank you. InnovativeCompanies.com, Randy and Stephanie Green, thank you for your continued support. Guys, if he shakes your hand and he looks you in the eye and he tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. That's why we love him. Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Construction, heating and cooling, electric, and the plumbing team is up and running now. Gators Baseball Academy, thank you for your support. They got the Missouri side, the Illinois side, and now Gators Baseball Academy for the prep. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, their four-pillar system is second to none. To Adam's Smokehouse, get over there to Watson Road, have the barbecue, try it out. You're going to love it. Tell them that we sent you. Tell them where you're from. They'll put you on the map. And, again, no matter what the specials are, you can try those. You can try the ribs. It's all good. You won't be disappointed. Adam's Smokehouse. To all of our social media partners, thank you for your support. Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com, the original. We thank him for his support. As always, the Rally Squirrel Club. To our good friends over at Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, Chris Lawless, Ron, Gino Crash, the whole gang. They're building something big over there. Check them out. You guys are going to want to like them. You're going to want to follow them. Their content just continues to grow, and we thank them for being almost like partners of ours. We love to promote them. It's great stuff. Cardinal Freak, always sharing our stuff. Thank you. Mick Light, Art City Media. We love when he shares our stuff. It reaches so many people. We can't thank him enough. Some of the great groups, Vicky and Linda, they run some of the best. I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. Fans of Yadier Molina, two of the best groups out there. St. Louis Cardinals Nation, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals Crew is a great one. We love that one. Get a lot of response from that one. The people reach out to us sometimes. It's great. There are so many, folks. There's no shortage out there of Cardinals stuff if you guys want to be involved. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.